State legislative elections this summer will have a new twist. They'll be under new district boundaries that the Wisconsin Supreme Court ordered last winter. Democrats generally view the new lines as more favorable to them and are already hoping that a state Senate candidate in the Milwaukee North Shore area who lost a special election under the old maps can win this November, as WUWM's Chuck Kornbach reports.
Democrat Jody Habesh-Sinikin lost to Republican Dan Knodel in an April 2023 special election by less than 2% of the vote. Since then, the state Supreme Court has declared the old legislative district maps unconstitutional. Governor Tony Evers and legislators eventually agreed to new maps, including one that would have forced Knodel, who lives in Germantown, to run against fellow Republican Senator Dewey Strobel, who lives in Saukville. Knodel has decided to instead try to go back to the state assembly, and Habesh-Sinikin, an attorney who lives in Whitefish Bay, has just entered the 8th district race against Strobel. At her campaign launch Tuesday in Bayside, Habesh-Sinikin referred to the map changes.
Today marks the start of what I have been thinking as Jody's Senate run, take two. With the addendum, with fair maps this time.
Yeah. Several Democratic politicians were on hand, including Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call, who also referred to the recent redistricting.
So we had a natural phenomenon yesterday, an eclipse, but Wisconsin recently had a political earthquake, which is we got new maps in place.
Yeah. 5 of the 10 Democratic Wisconsin state senators were also at the event as a sign of the importance of this Milwaukee area contest to them. Democrats will likely keep control of an 11th seat vacated by former Milwaukee Senator Lena Taylor. But Republicans currently have a 2/3 supermajority in the Senate, allowing them to block many of Evers' appointees to state agencies and boards. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein of Middleton hopes to pick up several seats this fall. And while assembly candidates have been promised some national Democratic money, Hesselbein says the Wisconsin Senate contests will also gain wide attention.
I think people all across the United States are excited that we finally have fair maps. And I think everyone is very cognizant of the fact that the road to the White House leads through Wisconsin. So when we have the best candidates running, it will just be boosting President Biden's number and Tammy Baldwin's as well.
Hesselbein says having strong down-ballot candidates will provide a bubble-up effect.
Sometimes it's top-down, but I think this year we're really getting the bubble-up factor because people are really paying attention to these local races because it's their neighbors that they've known for a long time.
Senator Strobel says he's ready for the challenge from Jody Habesh-Sinikin or other Democrats who could still enter the 8th district contest. Strobel says as a private sector small businessman, he's proud of his record of common sense legislation. Strobel says he looks forward to meeting people in his new district. Cedarburg is one of the new communities Strobel and Habesh-Sinikin will try to win. A more conservative Cedarburg resident, who gives her name as Rose, says she wants state education spending to be effective.
Are we supporting schools that are failing? Are we doing anything about that? And it's hard. These issues are hard issues. I understand that. But it's for the betterment of our students and for our country.
But another Cedarburg resident, Bruce Heminger, says he'll back the candidate who supports restoring reproductive rights weakened by the U.S. Supreme Court and conservative politicians.
What's going on now is not fair to women. Women should have their choice. It's the majority of, you know, men making those decisions for them.
Jody Habesh-Sinikin says she supports reproductive rights, schools and the university system, potential tax cuts, and strong environmental protections. And she says she's also looking forward to meeting the new constituents of the 8th Senate District.
Connecting with new people and hearing from them what their issues are and what change they would like to see.
That's a task many legislative candidates will have under the new political maps of Wisconsin. Chuck Kornbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.